Good morning, family. We have been reminded from Harry and his recent sermons that we all have a story, and genealogy plays a lot to do with it. In all stories, there is a beginning, and mine starts in Pennsylvania, where I was born. We lived in a small coal mining town where many of us were related. The church was where everyone came together, and it was an important part of my upbringing. My great-great-grandfather gave the land for the building of the church, and is still in service today. We moved to Bell Camp, Maryland, where my mom was from when I was 4 years old. So my grandparents were close and strong Christians, as well as many other relatives. Everyone who lived in Bell Camp worked at Beta Shoe Company, so there were a lot of families, and it was a great place to grow up. During the time there were a few other incidents that some of my friends and I got into, but enough said about that. Thinking about it now, I didn't really have any conversations about God with those who I knew were believers, but I saw it in the way they lived. And I did believe in God, but I never had that personal relationship with him. I got through high school and then eventually through cosmetology school. After working a few years, I met my first wife. We did have some things that took place in both our families, but we thought we could work it out. It was about this time of year, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, almost after 4 years of marriage, that she came to me and said she was leaving to find herself. And it's not you, it's me. We both thought it would be a short separation, but it wasn't. That was the beginning of many sleepless nights and deep depression. I was doing anything and everything that I could do to save our marriage, but it wasn't happening. I even prayed and asked God what I could do, or what I should do. I couldn't believe how all this was hitting me so hard. The pain, the senseless failing, the sense of failing, and the emptiness that I felt. It is hard to put into words the pain I was feeling. One evening, when I was at my lowest, I needed some sort of relief. And I remembered that my wife had a prescription for Valium. I went into the medicine cabinet to get it, but the bottle was empty. I went into my bedroom and just literally fell to my knees and started crying out to God, telling him, I can't do this any longer, just spilling out everything. I guess I was surrendering all. I don't know how long it was when, at one point, I envisioned God beside me, and I heard the words, it's going to be okay. After a while, I got up and went to the kitchen, made a sandwich, got a glass of milk. Afterwards, I fell asleep on the couch. It was the first night I had slept through the night in a long while. The next morning, I started getting ready for work, went into the bathroom, got into my medicine cabinet, and the bottle that was empty the night before was half full. I had no answers other than God was with me before I started praying. Soon after that, I met some guys who were Christians, got involved in Bible study. I started going back home to Bell Camp and visiting an old friend, and he and his parents were now Christians. I even started going to church twice a week with them. Then God brought someone into my life who became my best friend, and God used her to help me really find happiness again. You know who she is? Yeah, you're right. I went to join Chapel Hill Presbyterian Church, where eventually God called me to serve his people as a deacon. Chapel Hill then became Chapelgate, where I served as a deacon until Karen and I left and came to Covenant Fellowship, and he is still using me and still working on my life. Thank you, Harry.